Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is a journey into sound.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it on. It's time to get down.
I know you're going to dig this.
Hello and welcome to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs. My name is BJ Berry, and these are the greatest R&B songs of all time, and the stories behind them. So let's get started. Today we take you back to 1992, the group SWV. Right here, the Human Nature Remix.
Lately there seems to be some insecurities about the way I feel, where I wanna be. But you know what's with you? No one can do the things you do.
By the way, what you just heard is not the original version. This version comes from the movie Free Willy. SWV, the acronym for Sisters with Voices, are Coco, Taj, and Lili, New York City girls from the Bronx and Brooklyn. And there's an interesting story about how this mix came to be.
We were friends, longtime friends, and Lili decided she wanted to put a girl group together, so she called me, and I called Taj, and we all hooked up, did demo tape. Our manager shot the tape, and we got hooked up with RCA.
The group first formed in 1988 as a gospel group. By 1991, they were invited by RCA executives to strut their stuff, a live audition. They got signed to an 8-record deal, and that is where we start. Their first album, It's About Time, in 1992, was produced by a guy named Brian Alexander Morgan. He was an up-and-coming producer. And the very first release from the album was the original version of the song right here, and it received moderate success on the charts. That version reached number 13 on the R&B charts. And then came the second single, I'm So Into You.
Where did you go? You're telling me that you love me. But would you know that you belong to another girl who loves you?
It peaked at number 2 on the R&B charts, and then it was time for the third single, Weak, which landed another monster hit. The album had gone multi-platinum and SWV were well on their way. What more could they ask for, right? Meanwhile, the King of New Jack noticed SWV, and he volunteered to do a remix for them for the movie Free Willy. Of course, we're talking about super producer Teddy Riley. Teddy had hit after hit. And later, that same Teddy Riley would go on to produce Blackstreet.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
And then, of course, the king of pop himself, Michael Jackson.
Do you remember when we fell in love? We were young
So now that we've got that behind us, it was 1992 going into 1993. SWV had three successful singles, and here comes Teddy Riley. He was producing out of Virginia Beach at the time. He had a studio next to a high school called Princess Anne High School. Some of the kids from that high school tried to hang out around Teddy's studio, but he wouldn't let them in. Those kids, by the way, were in the high school marching band, and they also had a four-piece R&B type band called the Neptunes. So they would hang out in Teddy's parking lot rapping because he wouldn't let them in. This is Teddy telling the story to BBC's Radio 1 in 2013.
My first encounter with Pharrell was they were trying to get to the studio because they thought my studio was just a studio you rent out. They didn't know that
it was your studio.
It was my studio, okay. And it was private.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried to get in, and I didn't let them in because I thought it was just a bunch of school kids coming over, you know, because they had book bags and everything, and they was just out in the parking lot,
yeah,
like just spitting. Then I said, you know what? I need to do a talent show. So I did a talent show consecutively every year at their school, which was across the way of my studio.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that he was the high school, like, cool kid, nerd, or whatever you want to call them. But he used to be in the school just rapping. And Chad would be doing his saxophone playing in the hallway. I can only tell you, I picked him out of a talent show because I just kept seeing this kid's face. This kid's face until he entered the contest. When he entered the contest, all I seen was this kid's face. And that was Pharrell.
And just in case you're wondering, how did Pharrell come into the SWV story? He became Teddy's young protege. In fact, he was the guy who wrote Teddy's rap in Rex and Effects' Rum Shaker.
Check baby 1 2 3 4. Check baby 1 2 3. Check baby 1 2. Check baby 1.
And then Pharrell would step to the mic himself for the Right Here remix. But it wouldn't all be peaches and cream. In fact, Pharrell had done an entire rap for the song Right Here, but the record label didn't like it. It was only released in the UK.
Come slip inside to the flip side of the hip side and let it drip inside. You're mine, not alone. You're with me and the
And then Teddy decided, okay, the record label doesn't want the rap, but how about this part? So while Teddy was already the king of New Jack, Pharrell was actually just getting started. And no one could have predicted what was to come. Pharrell had hit after hit. And then, of course, we all know this one. Something must be in that Virginia beach water. Teddy Riley, Pharrell, the Neptunes, Timbaland, and Missy Elliott are also from Virginia Beach. By the way, whose idea was it to drop the Michael Jackson sample of Human Nature inside the mix?
It was our A&I at the time. His name is Kenny Ortiz.
Meanwhile, Coco Taj and Lili went on to release a total of 5 hit albums. And yes, they had gone through their breakups and makeups. Lucky for their fans, they always seem to find their way back home. And today, you can still catch them on tour.
Lately, there seems to be some insecurities about the way I feel, where I want to be. But you know,
was with you, no one can do the things you do to me.
Billboard magazine named Right Here the Human Nature Remix number 17 on their list of 100 greatest girl group songs of all time. And by the way, Coco ended up buying a house in, of all places, Virginia Beach. There really must be something in the water.
Lately there seems to be some insecurities about the way I feel, where I wanna be. Boy, you know it's with you, no one can do the things you do to me.
You've been listening to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs of All Time. Before we let you go, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. And while you're there, make a song suggestion. And the beat goes on. We'll see you the next time.